The big winners in the latest GDP figures are the booming construction sector, along with retail and accommodation. The latest statistics show economic activity was up 1.6% in just 3 months. The 3 months ended to March. Economists and the Reserve Bank had all predicted there could be negative growth. We'll talk now to Briscoe's Group Managing Director and owner, Rod Duke, Queenstown hotel owner, and Lakes District Accommodation Sector Representative Nick Kittle. And in the studio here in Wellington, we have the Chief Executive of the Registered Master Builders Association, David Kelly. Morena to all of you. Thank you for joining us. Right. If I could start with you first, Rod Duke, because we've seen this huge pent-up demand, people splurging on all sorts of things. Your business is booming.
Yes, it certainly is. It's been quite phenomenal since the lockdown came off.
One thing I would like to know is that we've seen in recent years consumer goods, the prices of consumer goods, deflationary, and that's been one of the factors, if you like, that has kept inflation in check perhaps over the last 10 years or so. Is that going to continue in your line of work?
There are a number of factors beyond perhaps our control here that would indicate that perhaps we're going to see a little inflation, and that particularly relates to the logistics end, you know, the shipping, and also some pricing coming in from overseas as well.
So you will have to put up prices in the short term?
I think at the end of the day, it is more likely that prices will rise a little rather than stabilise or we experience deflation.
Okay, let's go to David Kelly now from the Master Builders Association, because I'm guessing inflation pressures and supplies are a big issue. You've got a booming sector, but you're struggling to find workers and materials.
Yeah, I think exactly right, Corin and Morena. The number one thing that we hear from builders, whether it's residential or commercial, is lack of skilled labour. People are just not out there. We're at an unprecedented level of construction activity. And then closely followed, as you say, by materials, both cost increases, significant cost increases, and also significant delays in all sorts of materials.
Well, I mean, fingers crossed the delays and the bottlenecks will ease over time as the world gets on top of COVID-19. Mm. But we've had this debate this morning around the vaccines and the border opening, etc. You need workers presumably now. The likelihood of the border being fully open or starting to be open, it's not looking likely before sort of middle of next year, is it?
I think that's right. I think there's a whole range of sectors in New Zealand that are crying out for workers of all sorts. And construction is not a low-skill activity. It is a high-skill activity.
Are you pushing the government right now to make exemptions and get more construction workers in?
We're working through the construction accord, which I think is the best avenue for us. There's a really good level of debate going on. We have to think about both the short term and the long term. Right now, it is hurting. But I think the reality is there simply aren't enough beds in managed isolation for our sector and everyone else. We do have the bubble with Australia, but we're not going to get a significant number of people coming our way.
You might lose workers, right?
We could do. Absolutely right.
Nick Kittle, in the accommodation sector, Queenstown, obviously there was a lot of concern early on about, and there still is to some extent, but are you seeing some good signs? Are you getting some demand that you wanted?
We've definitely gone through the hard yards of responding to the COVID crisis. We saw our economic activity contract by around 80% in the first year of COVID, and we probably lost around 60% of our workforce. But by the first quarter of this year, we've seen that curve bottom out, and we're back on the road to recovery. I do think there are important regional differences between the Lower South Island and the rest of the country. But in our district, we're watching a recovery build from very low levels up to roughly three-quarters of what we used to have in terms of economic activity. But there are still very big risks around that. And one is, of course, like the others have said, access to labour to make sure that we can continue to deliver that level of performance. And then we absolutely need to have our access to Asian and North American markets given back to us in order to sustain that recovery over the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of next.
That might be a big ask, given we've still got a long way to go with those vaccinations.
That's right. It seems to us that the government isn't really willing to open up new air bridges to other green zone countries until most of the New Zealand population has received a vaccination, which, as you say, might not be until the end of the year.
Rod Duke, If I could ask you about productivity, this is obviously an amazing time for your business. You've got a big boom. You've got all this pent-up demand in New Zealand. People can't travel overseas. Are you using this opportunity to reinvest in your business to increase productivity so that over time we get some economic, you know, really economic gains out of this?
Yeah, and that's been one of the things we recognised relatively early. We're embarking now on a very, very major project, which is all about productivity. It's about logistics and about getting people and stock in places where people want to buy. So yes, that has been one of the keystones of this particular period for us.
And let me ask you, just as an experienced businessman in the New Zealand economic sense, are you optimistic that, you know, that this is more than just a sugar hit, as some have called it, that we'll actually see some strong growth in a year or two?
I think we're in a sugar boost, as you say, right now. But I think the level will probably sit somewhat above where we finished just pre-COVID. So yeah, I think with the right sort of investment in our people and in our systems, you know, we might end up in a slightly different trajectory than when we went into COVID.
David Kelly, in terms of productivity, which is so important, we know about the labour shortages, you've got supply shortages. Are there ways in which your sector can improve productivity and can ensure that there is stability and confidence in the pipeline of work?
Yeah, I think the latter point is the most important, and that's where we need to work with government and other agencies. In the short term, it's difficult to increase productivity without investment. The reality is, and if I think about residential, which is the biggest part by dollar spends by some margin, unless there's continuity of work, businesses don't grow. They don't invest in their people and their systems and infrastructure. So we've got to get over that. We've had this boom-bust reality in the residential construction. I think this government is getting their head around that. There are some signals through the housing policy statement just released by the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development. They're seriously looking at not just the typology of housing, but how we deliver that consistently.
There's too many
over
small
time.
Players, right?
Well, there's not a problem having small players, but we need a range of players, and we need to have investment, as I say, in people and systems. And you don't get that unless businesses have some certainty that they've got work on an ongoing basis. We've got to stop the sugar rush in terms of we build like mad and then we stop and then we build like mad again.
All right, just one last question to you, Nick Kittle. There has actually been a lot of new hotels I see coming on stream in the accommodation sector. What about your industry and ways in which it can try and get that underlying productivity up so that we get sustainable growth?
I think what we're seeing here is more automation in our sector. Even as customers, I mean, your listeners will know that happy face of a New Zealander at the reception is gradually disappearing. And what we're facing now is more and more self-check-in. And I think that's probably where a lot of our productivity gains are going to be made, stripping out staff from frontline positions and automating them.
Right, thank you very much for that. We've run out of time, but Nick Kittle there, Lakes District Accommodation Sector Representative, also speaking to Master Builders Association's David Kelly and earlier Rod Duke, of course, Group Managing Director and owner of Briscoe's.